word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word as we continue our study in Proverbs chapter 3. And I want to encourage you to go find a Bible and open it with us as we consider God's Word today. As we think about what God is saying to us, I believe God has a message for everybody. God wrote a book to you. Have you read it? Let's spend some time in the Word of God together today. We're going to be in Proverbs chapter 3. Go grab you a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and sit down with us as we consider the Word of God today. While you're doing that, I want to remind you about a couple of things real quick. First of all, you know, it helps us when we hear from you. We know that people are listening to the broadcast. We know in a couple of ways. One of the ways that we know you're listening is if you just go and check out the website. You know, the website tells us, it doesn't tell us who you are. You know, that's a secret. We don't know who you are, but we know if somebody has visited a website. Last week, over 1,000 people came to the website. And this is one of the ways we know you're hearing the program. If you just go and check it out. Now, the website, I guess I should tell you what it is. ConsiderHisWord.org. ConsiderHisWord.org. Go over and check it out. There's a number of resources there. There's a little store there where you can check out our book. I wrote a book several years ago. It's a devotional book, and you can check that out and purchase it there. You'll also notice when you get there that there's a little prayer journal, and I'll tell you more about that in a moment. So we hear from you from the website. We also hear when you just communicate directly with us, either by email or writing to us. We do get letters from time to time. We've been giving away these little prayer journals. We've given away several of them. I don't have very many left, so if you want one, you'd better write to us soon. But this is one way we hear from you and one way that we know you're hearing the broadcast. These little prayer journals, they're great. I carry one in my shirt pocket. They're small enough to fit in a shirt pocket or to fit in a purse. Yeah, I remember growing up, I grew up out in the Midwest, and almost always the old farmers would have a notebook in their pocket and a pen where they would write down everything. They'd write down their purchases, and they'd write down things they want to remember. And I do that a lot with my prayer journal. But also, when somebody says, pray for me, I can pull it out, write it down right then, and I can remember to pray for them. I keep a prayer list there every week. I have a prayer list that I go through in my prayer journal. And I'd like to send you one. I'd like to send you one for free. I'm not going to charge for it. Just cost whatever it costs you to contact us. You can contact us through the website. Just say, could you send me a prayer journal? And we'll get it into the mail as quick as you can. Postage free. Not even going to charge you postage for it. We have several of these that have been given to us. And in fact, we were given some funds to publish these, and we'd like to send you one. Now, the other way is you can just write to us. You know, the old-fashioned way. You can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway. It's 30290 Josie Billy Highway. The city is Clewiston, Florida. Now, we're a long way from Clewiston, actually. We live out here in the Everglades, but that's our mailing address. So write to Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now let's get into the scripture. Proverbs chapter 3. We've been studying it for the last several weeks, and I don't know how long this will take us. We're just going to take it a little bit at a time as we study the Word of God. We've studied in the first part about where he talks about not forgetting the Word of God. Don't neglect the Bible. And we talked about wisdom and knowledge, and he talked about how we should not forsake truth and mercy. And he spoke about trusting the Lord. We talked about that last week. Today, we're going to pick up in verse 7. Kind of an interesting thing that he says here. Verse 7 and 8. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. He says, "Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones." Let's take a moment and ask God to bless his word today. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for revealing yourself to us in your word. Lord, I pray that the Spirit of God would guide us into all truth, and you would teach us today. Bless our listeners. Bless this broadcast in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So he says, "Be not wise in thine own eyes." You know, I look at it this way. Don't be so impressed with your own wisdom. Boy, don't we do that. We think we have some idea, and we just get so impressed with ourselves. You know what it is pride. And, you know, all of us have these little sayings and these little points of wisdom and these little snippets of things we want to communicate to other people. And they're good. I'm not saying they're not good. But sometimes we get so impressed with ourselves and with our own wisdom. And I believe that the writer of Proverbs, what Solomon is telling us here, is don't be so impressed with yourself. Don't be so impressed with your own ideas and with your own thoughts. And he gives us an alternative, and he does it right away. He says, don't be so impressed with your own wisdom, but do this. Fear the Lord. In other words, quit trying to follow your own way and finding your own way, and fear the Lord. And when he says fear the Lord, it doesn't mean to be scared of the Lord, to be frightened of God. To fear simply means to respect him, acknowledge him, revere him, listen to what God says, listen to his word, listen to his voice, and then obey what he says to do. Well, if we could just get to that point where we're so full of ourselves, we think we have such great ideas and such great wisdom, when God has so much more for you. You realize in your own thinking it comes from a fallen mindset and from a fallen thought process. We've got to seek the Lord if we're going to find the truth and if we're going to be able to live in this world according to what God desires of us. Listen, the happiest you'll ever be is when you find God's will and live according to God's will and do what God says. So the first thing he says here is, don't be so impressed with your own wisdom and your own ideas. Fear the Lord. I think this fear the Lord kind of goes with what we studied last week, where it says to trust him. Trust the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Fearing the Lord goes with trusting the Lord and acknowledging him. Yeah, there's so many ways we can do this. I think we do this with prayer when we go and speak to the Lord. And remember, James said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. It's from James 1:5. So ask God for that wisdom. How many times have we come to that place where, boy, we just don't know what to do? We're faced with a decision, and we want to make the right decision, and we kind of weigh the balances. You know, the way many people do it is they'll get a piece of paper, and they'll write all the positive things, and they'll write all the negative things, and sometimes even that doesn't help. James said, just ask. I believe when we ask God, he's going to show you his wisdom. In that we fear the Lord, we seek his wisdom and seek his guidance. We do it by prayer. I think we do it by worship. When we come together and worship together in the church and worship together with the assembly, and we lift up our voice to his glory and we honor him and praise him, we're fearing the Lord. I think we fear the Lord in how we live every day, and that we're living to honor him and living to please him. Psalm 29:2 says, "Give unto the Lord the glory, do unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." I don't know about you, but I want everything in my life to bring God glory. The places I go, the music I listen to, the things I say, the way I treat people, in my relationships, even in my money, I want it to glorify God. And so we fear the Lord in all of these things. So he says, quit trying to follow your own way. Don't be so impressed with your own wisdom. Fear the Lord and follow his way. Now, there's more to that. He goes on and says that we ought to be not wise in our own eyes, fear the Lord. And then he says, depart from evil. Oh, boy. Depart from evil. Really, what this means here is depart from evil thinking. Depart means to separate yourself away from it. And quit doing evil. It's hard to do sometimes. We get into these habits, and because of our sin nature, you know, even Paul said, the things I want to do, I don't do, and the things I don't want to do, that's what I do. And he went on and said, it's sin that lives in me. It's sin that dwells in me. And this sin nature, it crops up all the time. And God says, depart from evil. Now, quit living in your own wisdom. Fear the Lord. And depart from evil. Get rid of this evil thinking. Evil thinking in our relationships. Many times when someone does us wrong and they hurt us, and it happens, and they've offended us, we'll strike back. We say, I got to get even. Got to get back. Well, that's not Bible thinking. That's evil thinking. And he says, depart from that. Get rid of that kind of thinking and that way of life. Now, there's a promise that goes with these. He said, if you can do these things, he said, it'll be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. Do you have a healthy navel? Well, what he's talking about here is that it's going to bring health to your soul, and vitality to your life. It's going to be good for you if you quit depending on yourself and start trusting the Lord and fearing him and living for him and honoring him. It's going to be good for you. It's going to be healthy for your soul. It's going to be healthy for your life, bring you vitality in your life. How's your soul? There's a song that speaks of having a sin-sick soul. I think maybe that might be a problem. We need to find the forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ when we receive him as our Savior and ask him into our life and we live for him. And we begin to fear the Lord and seek his wisdom. Do what he tells us to do. Remember, in all thy ways acknowledge him. He'll direct your paths. He'll give you wisdom to live for him. Would you pray about it? Would you consider it? Would you live for the Lord? God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.